Good morning and welcome to K1, the one you trust. It's 9:34, 81 degrees. I'm Tom Davis. And right next to me here, we have Joe Derryberry. And Joe is with us with the Oklahoma Employment Securities Commission. And we're going to talk about Disabled Veterans Outreach Program because he's a specialist. But first of all, welcome back to your old studio, Joe.
Yeah, it's kind of different being on this side of the microphone. I think when I was here working for Kevin and Dory, that I spent more time on Kevin's office on the carpet than I did on the air. I don't know. It's just this strange being on this side of the mic. Yeah,
but you're helping out a lot of people these days. And now we, transparency, folks. Joe and I were going to do that. We were going to do this about 4 months ago, but that COVID thing came up and really kind of put a wrench in just about everything that we do. So Joseph, we've got a little thing here where we're helping those who probably need the help most but are most reluctant to get help, and that would be our military veterans when it comes to, in this case, getting back into the job field.
Yeah, it's my job specifically with the Oklahoma Employment Securities Commission is to help veterans that have severe barriers to employment, guys that might have just come out of incarceration, guys with legal problems, emotional problems, financial problems, family problems, things like that, lack of transportation, the possibility they might be homeless, extremely low income, that would prevent them from seeking active employment anywhere in the area that might deter an employer from considering them for employment.
Now, the first thing to let people know is that the help is there.
Oh, yes.
Because for a long time, folks might have thought your office might have been invisible.
Well, yeah, it was. As a matter of fact, my position was vacant in the Bartlesville office for over 3 years, and I also covered the Miami area that was vacated over 3 years ago, too. So the whole purpose for this, thanks to Kevin and Dory and the radio stations, is to let guys know that these services are now available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And currently, we're seeing people by appointment only, but that will cease and desist as of today. Mm-hmm. We also now have acquired out at the Workforce Center here in Bartlesville another Oklahoma Department of Veterans Affairs representative to help guys with claims, and that includes wives of maybe deceased family members, and all that kind of stuff. Angela Chalk is the new ODVA now in the Bartlesville area. She's up here every Wednesday. Eventually, when the virus thing gets out of the way, she'll be here from 10 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Now, Joseph, we've talked about, you just said it will be gone as far as the appointment. You can just walk in then, right?
Yeah, it'll be.
I wanted to make sure people knew that we weren't shutting the door. We were opening them widely.
Yeah, it was by appointment only up to today, and then tomorrow it'll be first come, first serve.
All right, great. Now, when we talk about these services, first of all, you were talking about how you have people there who can help you with a lot of your veterans claims. And I got to tell you, that's been kind of hard for folks in the past. But moving to Oklahoma, it seems like it's a lot more accessible and it's a lot more, you know, streamlined.
Yeah, it is. They have, my job description is very, very specific. I work underneath the Leavers, which is the local veterans employment representative. He is my manager over in Ponca City. My job is to help the guys with any services they may need to place them in a position to be job ready, to be desirable and employable. And once we get to that point, whether it's mental, physical, any severe barriers the individual may have, once we get them through all of the uphill battle that they may be encountering, that I turn them over to the Leaver, Randall Kuhn over in Ponca City, and he does job development. He's the one that goes out and solicits to various employers and matches up my guy once he's ready with his background, his educational background, vocational background, and he's the one that does the job match and sets the individual up that's now job ready for gainful employment.
That's just amazing. I mean, it's like having your own personal agent.
Well, that's just great. Yeah. And I have access to, it's an entire network. We have 19 DevOps statewide. We have 5 leavers that work with local businesses and industry. And then we have one of the DevOps. There are 19 of us. One of them is what's called a 50-50. He's clear out in the western part of the state. And he actually does both jobs. He does the DevOp job as well as the leaver's job.
That's a busy guy.
Yeah, but it gives me the opportunity to have the entire network to help these guys. Mm-hmm. The prerequisite that you have to have, and I know it's tough for some of these guys because they have a lot of pride, is they have to come out to the Workforce Center and enter into OK Job Match. And that gives them a demographic background, their vocational background, their military background, and it is vitally important that all their military service be documented with OK Job Match. Once they're in the system, that allows me to use all of the resources throughout the state to help them pursue a gainful career.
Well, that's a big step for a lot of guys, like you said, but it's a necessary step, and that's probably the biggest step you're going to have is one, just showing up and bringing your documentation and everything, because after that, the ride gets a little easier.
Yeah.
Like a lot easier.
Yeah, and some of these guys have a very, very tough time, but the advantage that I have is I can call in my cohorts, Amy Farinella in Tulsa, Robert Williams, for example, in Sepulpa. Mm-hmm. And people like that have resources that we do not have here in Bartlesville. They have the organizational structure in Tulsa is staggering. I've been down there a couple of times to the organizational meetings and the veteran support for veterans in Tulsa. They have attorneys in industry and doctors and everything like that are willing to help these guys and support the organizations down there that we don't have here in Bartlesville.
Wow. When you say network, you mean it.
Sir?
I said, when you say network, you mean it.
Oh, big time. Yeah, that's statewide.
Indeed.
That's statewide.
Now, if someone is especially disabled or a disabled veteran, we understand if you're entitled to compensation, we've got ways to make sure that things are taken care of for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that when you come out to the Workforce Center, the first thing it's asked, whether you're male or female, by the front desk is, are you a veteran? Mm-hmm. And if you are, you're handed what's called the priority of service sheet. And any one of the boxes at the top of the sheet that identifies you as a veteran gives you priority of service over anybody else in the unit at that time. All of the other eligible guys, if you check any of the boxes below that you can see on the sheet, mm-hmm. the guys with severe barriers to employment,
yes.
those guys that are really struggling, find gainful employment for whatever their reason might be, then those individuals are directed to me. And I immediately sit down with the veteran and we go through what's called an intensive employment program or plan and put together a system to help him get to where he needs to be. And that includes everything that's going on in his life currently, whether it be economic, physical, mental, marital, anything like that. It's my job to seek out individuals that can help him to place him in a better position on down the road to seek gainful employment before we turn him over to the leaver.
I want to remind folks that if you're going to be doing business with Joe, he knows a little bit about this firsthand because you did serve our country honorably. You are a veteran.
Yeah, I am a Vietnam veteran, and at my age, I guess you would call me endangered species, I guess, in this.
Yeah.
The vast majority of the veterans in the United States are the Vietnam vets. They represent the largest contingency of all the veterans.
Yeah. Indeed. Now, we have help for veterans who are homeless and looking for a job, too.
That's correct.
And also, we mentioned at the very top, if you have been justice involved, and you've been released from incarceration,
mm-hmm.
You're there to help wherever you can in order to get them back into the workforce as well. Because
yeah.
there are companies who actually seek people in this situation because they know they don't want to make that mistake twice.
That's true. And there's a great support network, for example, in the Tulsa area that also we have available. The Leavers provide what's called a federal bonding program, for example. Okay. The Leavers can explain that to guys that have come out of incarceration that may have a very difficult time finding employment. And it's no cost to the employer or the employee. And we've also got the work tax credit for employers that benefit both the employee and the employer too, which is explained by the Leaver once we get the individual job ready and he begins to do job development for the particular individual.
And also, if you're a veteran who might have joined Uncle Sam's Army before you got out of high school.
Yeah. We got a few of those. Yeah.
And you're looking for some help that way.
Right, yeah.
Put you on the right path.
That includes veterans now between the ages of 18 and 24. Mm-hmm. Also not on the – this is an older list now.
Sure.
The Vietnam veterans have been added to this list also. But most of those guys, like myself, are either on full retirement now or drawing VA pensions, and a lot of them. Some of them still have a desire to work. I have a couple of clients that are still looking for things to do, maybe like myself, that don't do any good sitting around watching TV, so we have to have a reason to get out of bed in the morning. And we've got a few guys like that, but a lot of them are pretty well taken care of between their VA pensions and their full retirement, so we don't see a lot of them.
Now, Joseph Derryberry is our guest here on our special edition today of Community Connection, and he is the Disabled Veterans Outreach Program Specialist with Oklahoma Employment Security Commission. Now, if people want to find out more firsthand, or if they just want to walk in and see what's going on, how do they make that connection with you?
They can either come directly out of the office at 210 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. I don't remember the address of the Miami Workforce Center.
Yeah,
right off the top of my head. They can reach me by phone. We've just put in a new phone system, and unfortunately, front desk cannot forward the calls to the individual offices, but they can call directly to my office at 918-332-4808, and I can talk to them on the telephone. We can set up an appointment, or they can reach me by email at joseph.derryberry@oesc.state.ok.us. Which is a mouthful. I wish they'd shorten that.
Ooh.
But yeah.
Here's
nobody's
Joe.
Nobody's got to remember that. So the best thing you can do is just call me. And I'll give you the email address. If you not everybody's got a computer or a cell phone, and the greatest advantage to all of the workforce centers is those things are free. The veterans can come in and use their computer system, the telephone, and everything like that at absolutely no cost whatsoever.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, once again, this is something that we've not had for a while, and you're the first person to take it up in a couple of years. Let's make sure that everybody takes full advantage of this who needs the outreach. And if you know someone who's in this predicament or this situation who is a veteran, make them aware. Please make them aware that help is just, and it's all confidential. You don't have to worry about a thing.
Absolutely.
Nobody's going to tell on you.
Absolutely.
Your friends aren't going to know.
Yeah. And you don't have to wait and send any paperwork anywhere. I sit down with a veteran in my office. We go over whatever dilemma he might be faced with, and we start work, and I pull in all my resources immediately. So he's not going to be sending paperwork all over the country waiting for answers from the Veterans Administration and things like that. I work in direct conjunction with the Oklahoma Department of Veterans Affairs. Plus, I have my entire network statewide of the other DVOPs and other Leavers. If we encounter a veteran, for example, that might be interested in relocating to provide himself a better a location and a better employment situation.
Well, this is really amazing. And I know the last thing, if you're a vet and if you've had some difficulty adjusting back to civilian life, last thing you want is red tape. The last thing you want is wait. The last thing you want is somebody shuffling papers. Let Joe do that for you. You come in, you get relaxed, you get acquainted with the system, and it goes by rather painlessly.
Yeah, that's one of the problems a lot of the vets face is just the dilemma of waiting through all the paperwork, particularly if they have a claim or they need medical help or legal help or something like that, having to go through the VA system. And that's created a lot of problems for some of these guys, and I can expedite that process. right there while they're sitting there in the office. And it, like you said, it's totally confidential. We don't share any of that information outside of my office when I'm sitting down with the vet.
It's closed loop.
Yeah, it's closed loop, seriously. And we take that business very, very seriously. And anything that's written on paper as a rule of thumb is shredded, so nothing is kept in a file by any stretch of the imagination. So you don't have any private information hanging out there somewhere that might be obtainable by somebody else.
Wow. Boy, I think you just took a lot of worry away from a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad that they're hearing this message for the first time.
Yeah.
I want to remind folks that this is on Facebook Live. You can send that link to anybody. You know, you want also, we have a podcast here. You can send the podcast to that. That'll be coming up shortly here within the hour. And that can be shared with other folks, too. We're going to write up a little bit of a news story on this for the website. So more information can get out. I hate to say that you're the best kept secret in the area, but we're trying to make it not so secret.
Well,
we're trying to make it kind of more, a little bit more front page news and user friendly.
Well, I'm so grateful to Kevin and Dory and you, Tom, and the radio stations for allowing me to come on board and at least let the guys know out that there is a different kind of help available for them that they are absolutely unaware of at this point. And it's right here locally in the Bartlesville area as well as Miami. And if anybody over in Miami needs my services, they can contact the Miami Workforce Office. They, in turn, can contact me or they can call me directly, and I'll make arrangements to go over to Miami and meet with the veteran and sit down and put an individual employment plan together for him and reach out to those various services that are willing to help veterans in trouble.
We do have a lot of listeners over there in Craig County.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I want you to just... perk up the ears and pay attention on that too. Help is coming your way as well. Joseph, this has been good. This has really been informative, and I think we're going to be helping a lot of people. Hope we can do this again sometime.
Well, I hope so, Tom. Yeah, that'd be nice. Just keep it out in the airwaves and let the people know that it's available up here.
All right. Thank you very much for being our guest.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
All righty. You've been listening.